Joining me in studio is Ray Malone. We've got a very serious topic to talk about, and Joe Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Damien.
Good to talk to you. Let's play a little clip of our Ray Scott commentating on the night in question. Just have a listen back to this.
There's an issue in the stand, and I see some of the Waterford fans making their way out of the fan. Gardaí having a word with the referee, Alan Patchell. It's not an issue with the ball, an issue with the stand. And maybe there had been concerns about the safety in the stand, and they seem to be clearing it out right now. So we may have a slight delay here. Gard are now going to talk to Danny Searle. So a lot of the Waterford fans have made their way into the bank on the far side of the field behind the dugouts, and the players now coming across as well. And Alan Patchell just updating Niall O'Keefe on the situation. So the Waterford players as well down in the goal mouth, but seeing what's happening as the Garda now making their way across as well.
Okay, so the incident officially from the FAI brief statement that came out yesterday says that following an incident during the League of Ireland Men's Football First Division playoff fixture between Galway United FC and Waterford FC on Friday, November the 4th, 2022 at Marketsfield in Limerick, a full investigation was conducted and a report has now been completed and sent to all stakeholders involved. It's a topic that we covered on the day itself. We had Joe Kelly here, independent councillor, but a lifelong Blues fan, and Joe was here as a Blues fan, but also as somebody who has, I suppose, navigated your way around contacting different departments over the years. Ray Malone is here with me in studio again, a lifelong Blues fan and a Liverpool fan. Sorry for your troubles. It's okay, you're on the way back. That's all right. And we're going to talk to Shane Murphy from Waterford FC. We might try to talk to a number of other fans as well. So just very briefly, again, some people might say this is not an important topic to talk about. It's very important because not only does it involve a sporting organisation, which is dear to the hearts of many people in Waterford and the South East, it involves fans, ordinary people. And we've heard of tragedies in the past. And thankfully, on the night itself, there wasn't a tragedy. Very important to say that. And the stewarding in terms of taking people out and how the fans behaved in terms of agreeing and going along with what the stewards and guards were saying was impeccable. And I was in the stand myself. So again, full disclosure on that. So I have an interest in this. But we did follow this up and we did a number of stories, and it got the 9 o'clock news on RT that particular day. And the FAI did a report. Now, the FAI report hasn't been published. We've requested the FAI to see if they'll publish that. We've also requested an interview with them this morning. So far, believe it or not, they've declined.
Surprise, surprise.
So they have a one-page statement which came out yesterday, and it's caused an awful lot of annoyance and anger amongst fans. So we'll talk about it in a minute. And again, there were children there, there was mammies there was daddies there, granddads, grannies, and it was a massive, massive big match. It says that the key line in the one-page statement from the FAI is that the report found the incident did not occur due to malicious activity, nor a structural stand issue, but accidental excessive force contributed to the damage of the seats. Now, to me, that's a highly legalised paragraph, and I'd say they've pored over that, and they're trying to blame the fans, but not blame the fans, and all this rubbish that some organisations come out with. Now, again, let's give the FAI, they haven't allowed us to talk to them fully, so we'll have to see where they come on that. Will you hang on a second, lads?
Absolutely.
Because I want to talk to Shane on the line here now. It's Shane Murphy. He's the administrator of the Waterford FC Fans Forum on Facebook, and again, a lifelong fan himself. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Damien.
Shane, your thoughts 24 hours nearly after the publication of this report.
The way I saw it was, on the night, I saw nobody was hurt or nobody was badly hurt. These things happen, you know, you can kind of, you know, forgive and forget. But it's yesterday's report then coming out and basically slyly pointing the finger at us. Excessive force, you know, our fault for just being there. Like, if fans hadn't turned up, there'd have been no problem. But the fact that we were there, we were sent to that stand, all of us were in it. We had told them the previous week it was literally coming apart at the seams. Put us in it. Eventually, it starts to fall apart. Then it seems to be our fault. And like, they've referred to the damage of the seats. And again, it nearly points the finger that there were some, you know, they've said accidental, but as if there were some blame.
Just to re-emphasise, yeah, the important sentence in the very brief one-page statement that the FAI put out, saying is, yeah, the report found the incident did not occur due to malicious activity, nor a structural stand issue, but accidental excessive force contributed to the damage of the seats. Now, I'd say that language and those that sentence has been poured over by lawyers, because that's very specific. Accidental excessive force. That implies what, in your opinion?
So to me, it's like the incident happened shortly after goal. So a goal went in, and this is a massive match now. This is a playoff, like, you know, really coming close to deciding. Obviously, we didn't get promoted in the end. But so it's huge, huge amount of people. And right, what happens when you score a goal? Same in any sport or whatever, people jump up, right? And you land. Now, this the surface in this stand, it's a temporary stand that's there for years and years. And there's a kind of a bounce in it. It's nearly almost like a trampoline, or sometimes a stage would have this kind of a little bit of a give in it. And so, I assume just like through weight, started to tear apart. We had seen it already. So it just started to literally come apart. These a few seats fell over, or tore out, we'll say, and went over. But they referred, as I say, to the damage of the seats. But if it was just that, they'd have closed off the seats. But it was because they could see the entire stand. They'd have closed off those seats, that row. They could see the entire stand was starting to come apart.
And again, even the word contributed to the damage of the seats. So a few lads stood on the seats, fully entitled to do that in the celebration of a goal. I was around 10 yards away from the nearest guy who was on a seat, standing on a seat. There was only, I'd say, if there was maybe 20 lads standing on seats, Shane, that would be about it, would you think?
Well, to be honest, I was right up the front, so it was behind me all this happened that I didn't.
I was right level with it, and I saw maybe, I'd say if there was 12, maybe 20, I don't know, but there certainly wasn't a lot, and they were down off the seats very quickly. But, you know, there had to have been some structural issues with the stand. If somebody jumps up on a seat, and if 5 lads or 10 lads or 20 lads jump on a seat, the stand should not start coming apart. No. So they should have said, in my opinion, there were structural issues with the stand. Like, most accidents in life are a combination of factors, but that incident wouldn't have happened if there hadn't been problems with the stand. That just seems like an obvious thing to say, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Like, in that, nothing that happened there on the night, you know, in terms of whether somebody jumped up or any of that, there was nothing unusual in it, nothing that doesn't happen at every single match, and stands don't fall apart. So there had to have been, you know, you're saying a contributory factor, it had to already be coming apart. And we'd seen that it was.
From the previous, and the other thing is, we haven't seen the full FAI report. We've put in a request for it. We've asked them to come on the programme this morning. They've declined to come on the programme. They should come on and defend this report. Obviously, if the fans weren't in the stand wouldn't have started coming apart.
Yeah.
But the implication in that is, oh, well, we shouldn't really have fans in the stand.
it's
farcical. It is farcical.
It's that Yes Prime Minister sketch or whatever about the efficient hospital that had no patients in it. It was more efficient with no patients.
Yeah.
You can't have a stand. You know, the stand would be fine if there were no fans.
Correct.
But, and again, it's the FAI back in November mentioned structural issues.
Yes.
To RT News, they said the people were moved because of a structural issue that developed in the stand. And now they're saying there wasn't a structural issue.
And again, we're not laughing at this, because this could have been very, very serious.
Yeah.
And it was serious enough. We were all there. I was in the stand myself, as I say, and people could have been hurt seriously. So, listen, we'll...
Yeah, I'd have to say fair play to the fans for, as soon as there was an issue, and the guards and stewards that came up, as soon as there was an issue, every single fan moved out straight away. No problem. Everyone very helpful. And there was no recognition of that in the statement either.
The report, that one-page brief report, is not good enough. And it looks like it's kind of just FAI saying, that's it, lads, good luck, nothing else to see here. Simple as that. You know, I think they should publish the full report. What needs to be done? What response would you like to see from Waterford FC?
Well, whether it's the whether it's Waterford FC or who, I don't mind, but we need to hear it. Like, it says that it's gone to all the main stakeholders. And, like, the only real stakeholders that count, in my mind, were the people in the stand. So we need to see it, wherever it comes from.
I'd like to see as well, if the Gardaí have investigated this, what have they done on this, you know? Because, Shane, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
No bother.
Thanks, Shane. 083-333-975. What's your text and comment on this? As I say, Ray Malone and Joe Kelly are in studio with me. Ray, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just think it's farcical what they've come up with there. Because I was the one whose leg went down through the floor the first time. And so what they're saying to me is that I must have used excessive force accidentally to cause my own injury. Well, actually, I say injury, I wasn't injured, but I could have been. I could easily have broke a leg or something there going through that stand. And they're telling me, you know, with that statement, that I used excessive force walking up the steps, which is just an absolute nonsense.
You were also there the previous week, and around 10 days beforehand, for the match against Treaty.
Yeah.
And you took a picture and you saw that the stand, there was problems then.
Yeah, it was then. That was the time when that picture was taken. That was when I went through it in the first place. And then I informed the FAI that this game should not be played here. That stand is structurally unsafe. Now, they've said otherwise, which to me is just an absolute joke. If I'm falling through a hole in the stand, is that stand structurally safe? I don't think it is.
Can I ask you, were you contacted by the FAI for this investigation?
No, I wasn't at all. No, I was half expecting the call, but I never got contacted by anybody, which I thought was very strange. If you're doing a thorough investigation, surely I should have been contacted.
Correct, because you had publicly issued, and you'd gone through ourselves, and also you'd been on RT News, and you had been one of the fans that had identified issues 10 days beforehand.
That's right, Jeff.
And the fact that they didn't ask you for your opinion on this.
I got a lot of media, even, messages off of all different newspapers all over, And so I just thought they're going to do a proper full investigation now.
Yeah.
So I was prepared and waiting to be contacted, and I never heard it.
And you had sent emails to the FAI warning them of the problems with the stand beforehand.
Yeah, and that's why,
So. This is ridiculous. Joe Kelly, you think there's serious questions have to be answered?
Well, there are, Damien. I was, like Ray, in the stand at the previous match along with my brother, the one where Ray's foot went through the steps part of the stand. And that stand, by the way, for people who haven't been there, don't have a middle aisle. There's one aisle on the very right hand side, one on the very left, and probably 50 rows of seats or something in the middle. So we went into the middle part of that stand for the previous game against Treaty. And the stand, the floor was moving up and down. Not substantially, but you could feel it as people were. It was about half full for that game. It was packed now for the Galway game. And I said to my brother, I said, this thing is moving. This is, that's not quite. So I said to a few lads next to us, they said, yeah, it's kind of spongy. So what we did, we moved to the back of the stand where it's bolted into whatever would be, holding the floor and the seating. And that's what we did for the rest of the game. But in the meantime, Ray's foot had gone through it, as he just explained. And as we were walking down that aisle at the end of the match, they had it blocked off with barriers and stewards. And they said, walk through the seats and come down the other side because, there's been a slight incident here, which we all did and we all got out safely. But I then wrote to the Cliff Henry. He is the League of Ireland operations manager. I have the email in front of me and you have it yourself, asking some serious questions about what happened and how that stand is certified. And I noticed that the stand is constructed from scaffolding. It's a temporary stand, effectively, almost made permanent, but it's just scaffolding crisscrossed underneath the stand. When I went and had a look, that's what it was made of. So if the stand had gone down under the weight of the 500 or 600 fans or whatever they put into it on the Galway game, I think there was clearly injuries and possibly even deaths. But I asked a number of what I would call very relevant questions. I won't go through them all. I have 8 points. But just to give your listeners a flavour of it, I said to Mr. Henry, what is the maximum weight the stand is certified to safely cater for? And that's not just the weight of people, that's the weight of people plus extra force when people jump. Yeah. That all has to be factored in. When was the last certified safety inspection taken? And what was the finding of that inspection? What engineering company or qualified safety engineer performed the inspection? Was the inspection stroke safety report provided to Treaty United, the Limerick Enterprise Development Partnership who owned the ground, and indeed the FAI? Was there remedial action taken following the structural problems from the Treaty United versus Waterford FC match, which I reported at that stage to the FAI? That was Ray's foot going through the thing and we saying that the floor was moving. What did these repairs consist of in terms of strengthening the stand? And it goes on. And finally, at the end, I've said, what is the safety margin allowed as calculated for the excess force of weight applied by the effect of fans jumping in celebration, as is common at all football matches? So all of that went into Mr. Henry. And I got a reply back from him. And he said, hi, Joe, we appreciate your email and your points have been noted, all 8 points. We have begun our full investigation into the incident with all the various stakeholders. Now, this report, and you've read out the brief statement, they have to come back with this report and say who carried out the report, what were the findings of the report, what is the safety certificate related to the stand.
We need to see the full report.
Exactly.
What the report needs to be published.
100%. Like, Waterford can send 500, 600, 700 fans. We probably put 1,000 down to Wexford on Friday night. If there's another, and they said that the sand has been passed safe for 2023, as in all grounds have been inspected. If we put another 500, 600, 700 into that treaty stand, let's say in a couple of weeks' time, have they done anything? Or is it just the same stand and nothing has been done? Yeah. They had to fix the floor because Ray went through it. They had to fix the floor because the thing was moving. I was there as the floor was moving. I refused to go into that stand for the Galway game. And matter of fact, the FAI hadn't even allowed us any allocation in the main stand. We had to battle with the FAI to get an allocation.
No, the whole thing was,
so the thing is farcical,
it
Damien.
It is farcical, yeah. There's a few people on to me. Hold on a second, back in a second.
We've got Waterford talking. Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
It's sold out 4 venues in Waterford in recent times. Now the sensational Joe Dolan Show, Remembering Joe, is selling out the National Opera House Wexford on Friday, February 24th. The only show on tour with 5 vocalists and starring the Dolan family and the original Joe Dolan Band. Last remaining tickets available online at the National Opera House or call 053 912 2144.
Thinking of buying? Call me, Denise Radley from Radley Auctioneers, to discuss our property listing. We offer advice and support right throughout the transaction. Thinking of selling? Call me, Denise, and I will give you a free valuation and tell you what we offer. See radleyauctioneers.com. Go on, make the call to the property experts at Radley Auctioneers. It will be the best call you will ever make.
Don't miss your free 40-page CAP magazine in this week's Irish Farmers Journal. For more, here's Paul Mooney.
Find out how your CAP payment will change this year. New payments for scrubland and environmental features. All you need to know about how your entitlements will change. New suckler scheme, payment rates and how to apply. The easiest way to secure your RICO scheme money. Plus, are you eligible for a €40,000 young farmer payment?
Free CAP magazine, your essential guide to farm payments, only inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal.
Sheridan's, the one-stop truck and commercial vehicle test centre, handy to you on the Cork Road, with 4 fully certified testers on the go from 8:30 every morning. Your truck or van CVRT takes just 45 minutes. Have a coffee while you wait, and don't forget, Sheridan's are an authorised tachograph and speed limiter workshop. Sheridan's test centre is open Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. Call 334801. Sheridan's Truck and Commercial Vehicle Test Centre, Cork Road, Waterford. One stop, one number. 334-801.
This midterm, experience the thrill of discovery at Kildare Village. Discover extraordinary designers at extraordinary prices. Discover new arrivals in more than 100 beautifully curated boutiques. Discover new talent, new flavours and new experiences. Discover effortless shopping with free parking, e-charging, and a playground for your small adventurers. This midterm, discover Kildare Village, where the possibilities are endless.
Daisha Today on WLR.
The sound of Waterford.
WLR. 083 333 975. As I say, quite a number of people texting in about this. Fair play to Joe and Ray for highlighting the safety issue. Shame on the FAI for their one-page report. That's in from Marie. Good morning, Damien. As a fan who was in that stand, actually next to yourself, and it's from Anthony O'Shea in Kill. Hello, Anthony, good to talk to you. I find the statement from the FAI absolutely disgusting. The fans were impeccable on the night in the stand and fully cooperated with the Gardaí. The stand was visibly falling apart, in my opinion, at points, which points to structural damage, but apparently it had none. Again, the FAI have issued this report saying there wasn't structural damage on it. Somebody rang in to say the FAI report is neither here nor there. At the end of the day, fans are not meant to jump on the seats. Michael has texted in that. Again, to answer Michael's point, at no stage did any stewards come and say, don't stand on the seat. At no stage. And like, it wasn't 500 people standing on a seat. But even if you have some people standing on a seat for a certain amount of time, a small amount of time, the stand or the seats or the bars holding the seats in place shouldn't come loose from their awning. No, they shouldn't.
They have to.
Like you know engineer reports, Joe.
I've studied this stuff. They have to. The anchor points have to be able to withstand a certain force, yeah. Right? And it's not just the weight of somebody sitting on it. It's that plus excessive force, as in other forces coming, as in people standing on seats and for a certain period of time. It's not like 10 people are on the one seat, they're spread across a row of seats.
Exactly.
So you have the distributed weight, the same as the stand. If you put everybody into one spot in a stand, it's not safe. But when it's spread across an entire stand, then the weight is distributed.
Yeah.
So, but in the centre of the stand, which is where most of the weight is, it was starting to move.
To sag a bit.
It was starting, and that's what I'm saying. The distribution of weight is very important. It's like on an aircraft. But the stands have to be built to withstand that type of weight and the excessive pressure or extra pressure. And that's the questions that I've put to the League of Ireland operations manager. That has to be answered. And now, maybe they're answered in the report, Damien.
We don't know.
We don't know until we see the report.
Before I come back to you, Ray, I'm going to go and see if Declan's on the line. Declan Quinn in Larchville. Declan, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Thanks. You were talking to me off air there about your, I suppose, expertise in health and safety. You have a few certs from the past, have you?
I do. I was the health and safety rep in their job, Siba Geigy / Novartis, when I worked there. And I done a certificate with UCD in the 90s in health and safety. And it was a 2-year course. Now, that's not to say, Damien, that I know everything about health.
No, of course not. Yeah, and things change. But it means that you have a kind of an interest in these type of things. And you could see things maybe that others mightn't see. Now, you weren't at the actual match where the stand was evacuated. But very importantly, you were at the match before that, which was the match against Treaty. And you were in that stand. Tell us what happened, Declan.
Well, when I was at the game, the first thing I noticed walking up the steps is there was a wobble in the structure. Now, we had a lot of young fans. We had a lot of senior fans there too, people that are supporting the club years. They all sat at the back. When the crowd got going, you could feel the structure of the stand going. For anyone that's there, there's two portable toilets down to the left of the stand. On the right-hand side of the stand is where they serve the fast food, and on the left-hand side. And when I went out to go to one of the toilets, I went round the back to look at that stand, and there was four guards there. And I spoke to the guards. And Damien, there's at least, and part of that stand, a 10 or 15 foot drop through that stand.
That's right.
And if anybody at that game against Galway had to go through the floor of that stand, they would have been in serious trouble.
So just get this clear again, you weren't at the Galway match, but you were at the previous match.
No.
That's the one against Treaty.
Yes.
And Treaty, as we know, is the name on Limerick FC, as they used to be called.
Yes.
And you went to the toilets. You could feel something not 100% right with the stand when you were in it. You went to the toilets at halftime, and then at halftime, you went in to look at the back. So there was four guards looking underneath the stand.
Four guards. Yeah, no, they weren't in under it. They were just over there. And I had spoke to one of the guards going into the grounds, an inspector or a superintendent, said to me, that structure's dangerous.
To confirm, Declan, as you say, that's a week before, nearly 10 days before the Galway match. So, and this has been confirmed with other people because complaints were made to the FAI by Ray and others about the structure, as far as they could see it, and questions that need to be asked. So you're saying that you were told, and again, we'll get in touch with the guards and see what they have to say, but you were told quite categorically that there were issues. This was a good week, 10 days before the actual Galway match.
Easily, Ray, or sorry, Damien, easily. Yeah. And what also worried me when I heard that the game was on there, during that 2-3 week period, we had a lot of really their rain. To me, I'm angry, Damien, because in the statement, they have blamed the fans without blaming them. And I want the club to fight this and to clear the names of the Waterford fans, because there was families at that game. There's people at that game supporting the Blues 60, 70 years. There's people who brought their, you know, kids to that game. There's lads who go to the games. I've been supporting the Blues 52 years. I'm really, I knew this was going to happen. And the FAI are just, they're this.
Needs to be a statement from the club and needs to be a follow on from this. And we need to see the report published in full as well, Declan.
Without a doubt, it's just wrong. Like, listen, I could be talking to you this morning, Damien, and we could be talking about the inquest into the deaths of Waterford FC fans. That's how serious it is, Damien.
Yeah, just for the grace of God, there wasn't something more serious, yeah. Declan, listen, thanks. We'll keep on this, okay?
Yeah, Damien, do, because I think this needs to go into the national media. Like it was on the sports news last night at 6:45 on the 6-1 news, and it was basically presented as a throwaway section. And it's wrong.
Nothing to say.
I basically think. And listen, Damien, for me to come on with you this morning, I don't normally do this, but I think it's wrong, Damien.
You feel so passionate about it now, 100%.
I do, Damien. I actually do. Yeah. I really do. It's wrong because they were kids at that game. And, you know, we've brought supporters back. Like, Damien, I was there the night UCD beat us 8-1 back in 2016. And if there were 150 people in the ground, there was a lot. And to see the passion and the people, and fellas who'd never been to any sort of football matches now from different parts of the country that have settled here, and they're bringing their kids to the games, and it's all different people like that went to the games. People who were in Kilcone in the 40s, 50s, 60s were at the game. It's just wrong, Damien, to blame those people. They had nothing to do. That wasn't their fault.
Declan, God bless. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Damien.
Thanks, Declan. Mind yourself. Playing in Wexford tomorrow night, they have a similar stand, says this texter. Joe has mentioned that already. Damien, whether you sit or stand in a seat, it should be structurally sound. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. How the FAI could find the stand was structurally sound is wrong. Like, that's a simple thing. Another person says, did Homer Simpson write the report? Another person saying, Morris has texted in. Hello, Morris. Hope you're well. This so-called report is a disgrace. Total disrespect to Waterford FC supporters. And again, I'm careful on this, as you know, lads. I'm a Blues fan. I go to the matches. I'm involved in sports around here. So I have skin in the game, as they call it. But I'm also, I think, a fairly impartial reporter. In other words, I would call it if there was issues. And I was there myself. I saw it with my own eyes. And there were not issues with the fans. The fans are not to blame for this. That is very, very important. I think what the FAI have done is not right. It's themselves investigating themselves. Yeah. Like a very simple thing. The Health and Safety Authority. Why are they not investigating this?
It should be an independent report.
Why are the guards not investigating this? Yeah. And even if we got the FAI report, I still don't think it'd be enough. Yeah. Because there's so many issues around this, Ray.
Yeah. But you'd like to see what's in the report. The report has to be published.
Yeah.
We want to know, you know, what did they do? What criteria did they use? I mean, you want to know exactly what's in there. And unless that comes out, you know, it's not a good look now for the FAI.
And this is not you being bitter, Ray, or anything like that, because I know you a good few years. You're a sound chap. And we hear of other incidents that have happened in the past where there have been tragedies, and Hillsborough being one.
Absolutely.
And fans being blamed after that. Yeah. Now, again, well, you can't compare this, of course, because
of course
nobody was injured.
I mean,
but the whole criteria of how investigations are done.
Yeah, it's a simple little thing. Like, you know, I'm a Liverpool fan. Champions League final in Paris there, you know, last year. And straight away, the French blamed the fans. And then had to, you know, slither away then and say, well, actually, sorry, it wasn't the fans. It was our fault. You know, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? They investigated themselves, found nothing wrong, and blamed the fans.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit disappointed now with the FAI if this is what's after happening, you know.
And Damien, if you look at it, they're saying that an inspection was done, or, you know, is that a visual inspection that somebody stood around under a stand and had a look up and thought things? You know, they need to state who was the structural engineer that did that. Was there force measurements taken? What can the stand, what kind of weight can that stand hold? What is it certified to hold? What excess weight beyond the norm can it hold? They are the key questions. Not that it looks good or that we had a look around the place and it seems, or we replaced some of the flooring, I think it's like the chipboard type flooring that Ray went through. That's not sufficient. There has to be someone qualified, and there are many in the country, to assess these type of structures. Like you said, even the HSA, and somebody with their name and a pile of letters behind it certified that I've studied this stand, we've taken certain weight measurements, and these are the results. Without that, the thing is useless.
And the other thing, from a fan's perspective, this is not just a Waterford thing. This is about Longford fans, it's about Shells fans, because fans, we have our banter and our crack and we give out about other
absolutely.
Fans, but we're all fans. So we don't want this to happen to anybody.
Well, it was us this time. Who is it going to be next time?
We don't know.
And if it happens again next time, then, you know, what are they going to do about it then? Another report to say, well, actually, you know, we might have got that slightly wrong, but we still stick by our report. Like,
I mean, tell you, Damien, the frightening thing in this, and thank God nothing happened, nothing serious happened. There were piles of children in that stand towards the front.
I know,
on the seats, which the reporters forecast for kind of, I suppose, focusing on the seats, but I'm focusing more on the overall structure integrity of the whole stand. But even on the seats element, if that domino effect had continued down, there were young children likely to be seriously injured or crushed at the front of the stand. Yeah. That alone is a serious question, because if the bolts are going into a plywood type base, the integrity of that entire floor then has to be questioned.
And
that didn't hold up.
And very importantly, going into that stand, and again, first-hand accounts from yourself, but also I was there myself, no steward said, don't stand on the seats. No steward said, no, we have enough people in there. There was you know, and I'm not giving out about the stewarding, but there was no sort of indication that there were any issues beforehand, apart from what all the Waterford fans had said beforehand, you said and others had said beforehand. You know, so... Another people saying there was a girl injured when she slipped on that bank.
That's right,
that muddy bank on the side.
They put hundreds over on it, and that bank is
a
grassy thing.
Wet. It was
and
awful.
As soon as the goal went in, everybody started sliding. Again, even that of itself, although it's not a structural issue per se, it is another health and safety issue. That bank of itself is not safe.
The whole thing, Pat says, I was in the main stand that night. I saw stewards refusing young lads entry into the main stand, making them go into that smaller stand. The section of the main stand was full of Galway supporters, even though a lot of it was supposed to be allocated for Blues fans, and that was only got because he had requested extra seating there over. So
they gave us, I think, 300 seats in the stand.
And I spoke directly to the senior people in Waterford, our own club, to get onto the FAI and said, look, this of allocating the main stand completely to Galway is not acceptable. There's problems with the small stand in the first place, and Waterford will be bringing thousands to the game, which is exactly what happened. And that's the only reason we got the so-called one-third of the main stand, because the FAI had allocated none of that to Waterford.
Yeah,
it was shocking.
On a normal match day, I would have been at the game, says this person, but I took to the decision not to go as I had mobility issues and had seen the stand in the previous game. We might know this person. I watched the game on TV. It was horrendous, as we didn't know what was going on or if our family and friends had been injured. And that's another thing that came into it.
Absolutely.
People watching it and saying, oh my God, what's happening? Yeah. And there was people texting me and all that. And you know, you see a stand being evacuated and you're thinking, you don't know what's happening. Yeah. what's going to happen now? The upcoming game is due on in March 24th. Will we go back and go to the stand again? I know there's some calls to boycott.
I certainly won't be going into that stand. No chance. No. I
won't go in it either, no. I would if a report came out to back up what they're saying. I would trust an independent safety consultant who's certified the stuff has been safe. But you're putting your life and the life of your friends and family, if they're with you, at risk. And, you know, we're only all there to enjoy the match. Why would we do it? We wouldn't take a chance on that.
Just to proviso on that, the FAI say that they've checked it and it's all fine. Okay, so that's what they're saying.
That is what they're saying.
And this is not an anti-FAI thing. This is trying to get everybody to work together and let's try and sort this out. Yeah. But the FAI, one, should publish that report. Secondly, we should know if the and again, I've been on to a number of senior politicians last night to try and get this report either through Freedom of Information. Yeah. But we shouldn't have to go digging for this report. It should be published.
Absolutely.
If they've something to hide... Yeah. If they have nothing to hide,
then the poor report is
published.
There's nothing to hide.
Publish the report.
Exactly. I'm just right. Nobody was hurt. Thank God. I consider it a good result on the night. Yeah. Oddly enough, because if somebody had got injured or killed, it would have been a terrible result. But there's hundreds and hundreds of fans through the coming season going to be in that same stand.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned for the safety and well-being of anybody who go in there, whatever supporters or others.
But again, the FAI have said that it's safe.
Yeah. We don't want to be saying we told you so when something does happen.
The thing was supposed to be safe and we all going into it. And it wasn't.
Joe Kelly, thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Damien.
Ray Malone, thanks for talking to us this
thanks
morning.
Thanks very much, Damien.
And a special mention to Fleetwood as well. Owners of Waterford. Yep. I know there was a number of you went over
actually,
recently.
Actually, they were, and they treated us so well. It was absolutely fantastic. So,
it was, around 30 of you, was it?
There was 38 altogether. Just a load of friends who got together and we just decided we'd go over. Debbie Flanagan's fault. She started it all. And we went over.
Debbie
brilliant time.
Well done to
and
Debbie.
The club were fantastic over there. So I just want to shout out to them for that.
Special mention. Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.